From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Tuesday morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And if there's someone we can count on apart from the farmers in this economy, it is Rod and his shops.
Good old Briscoes, yeah. Hey, we've got reporting season coming up in the next few weeks. That'll give us another lens on how well the economy is going. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, but we had a couple of announcements yesterday from local companies, which I think are worth highlighting. Briscoes, yes, Mike, I would call it one of the barometers of the local retail sector. I think it's also widely recognised as one of the most resilient and successful retailers in the country. And I think we can characterise this announcement as good news. I think we can, because they have seen some momentum return to sales. So their homeware sales, they've seen a lift, they've seen a rebound there with growth for that their second quarter of trading, a smidgen under 4%. That's after their first quarter was impacted by a pretty slow start to winter. But unfortunately, offsetting that, their sporting goods, so I think Rebel Sport, they've had a sales decline there of 1.34% for the quarter. Now, sporting goods are being seen as more sensitive to that, to the strength of discretionary spend. So that in turn reflects your tough economic environment and your subdued consumer sentiment. But you wrap them together, sales in total are up just over 2%, which is pretty good. I think that's not a bad outcome. Margins still under pressure, though. Briscoe shareholders, they've been well rewarded this year. I mean, the share price started the year around $5. It's now over $6. That's not a bad going. But they've had the tailwind of being included in a number of the local indices. So it's now trading at what I would call a very or a pretty healthy multiple, which can be dangerous, but the company keeps delivering. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Then we've got THL. What do you make of that?
Look, not unexpected. So they've also seen, shareholders, they're also seeing a big share price spike back in June. That was thanks to an unsolicited takeover bid. Now, the company has responded to this. It's taken them a while. They've responded to this yesterday, announced to the market that the board has rejected the offer, and probably no surprises there. It said it's undervalued and opportunistic. Now, the bid is at $2.30. The board thinks that's too light. They value the company north of $3 a share. Now, as I say, the bid was unsolicited, so they weren't out there looking for it. It's come from private equity and actually from management as well. They've said they remain open to communication from the consortium, but I think, Mike, you've got to keep watching the space. I suspect that, look, it was opportunistic, so maybe there's not too much more upside, but I suspect there's now going to be a bit of backward and forward. Share price is just over $2, which is below the $2.30 bid level and notably well below the $3 that's referenced in the announcement yesterday.
Yeah, and now we're back looking at the 10-year yields, are we?
Yeah, I just want to note this. We've had very weak labour market numbers out in the US on Friday night, the non-farm payrolls numbers. So your share market's got slapped. By the way, they have recovered overnight. Not completely, but they have recovered. But it's actually moved a lot of other assets around as well. And I want to mention interest rates because it's pushed wholesale interest rates in the US quite a bit lower. And I always need to remind people that there's a good degree of correlation between the US longer-term interest rates and our own. So they move, we move. So the US 10-year is sitting about 4.2. Look, it has been all over the place this year. Back in April, it was down at 4%. By May, it was up at 4.6. But as I say, it moves our rates around as well. So it nudged our longer rates lower here yesterday as well, which is a good thing. The logic here, Mike, is that the US economy is potentially slowing. And so you'll see further falls in the Fed funds rate, but possibly lower growth levels as well. I mean, just that's one of those things that we just have to see how it plays out.
Yeah. But then are they arguing that when it comes to the oil, right? So if you put more oil into the market, are you then banking on the fact that the more will offset the drop in price?
Yeah, so there's a few things going on. So the other thing that moved on Friday was the oil price. So we do need to give this a mention because it's $68. I was down below $69. Mm. So towards the end of last week, Mike, crude spiked over $73, which is not good for inflation, particularly when you've got a weak New Zealand dollar, because not only is it cost more, but you need more New Zealand pesos to buy the stuff. So, but then on Friday, that non-farm payroll outcome, what it basically says is it suggests the risk of a weaker US economy has increased. So you get weak economy, less demand for oil, price goes down. But then over the weekend as well, the OPEC Plus consortium agreed to another production hike. Now, I'm not quite sure what the logic is and what's going on in the background with OPEC Plus and the oil price, because I suspect there's a lot of political stuff going on as well. But this has been a theme for a little while. Yeah. It's the sixth consecutive month that the cartel has agreed to increase production, 547,000 barrels a day. But hey, at the end of the day, we've got a cheaper oil price.
Yeah, exactly. That's really. They can pump it in as long as they like. Now, what are the numbers?
Yeah, so here we go. The Dow Jones is up 1.1%. Started the week up about 480 points. It's over 44,000 again, 44,066. The S&P 500 up 1.3%, 6320. And the NASDAQ pushing even higher than that, 1.8% gain. Hasn't recovered all the ground it lost, but it's up 375 points, 21,025. The FTSE 100 gained 0.2%, 9128. The close there. The Nikkei wasn't playing that game. It fell 1.25%, 40,290. The Shanghai Composite up 23 points. That's about 0.2%, 3583. The Aussies, small gain yesterday, 8663, but we lost 45 points on the NZX 50, closing at 12,684. 0.5902, that's the Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.9133 Aussie, 0.5101 Euro, 0.4444, all the fours against the pound, 86.76 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $3,373. And as I said, Brent crude, $68.83.
Good man, go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.